So you were born in 1933. Of course, your family leaves in 1938.
Right. We left Limburg in 38. That's right. Limburg was a much smaller town.
Yeah.
And we moved to a bigger town. We went from Limburg to Cologne. And Cologne was a lot bigger and more opportunity for anonymity.
Yeah.
And it was no longer healthy for Jews to be known as Jews, and they were. In Limburg, I remember my grandma so well because this is before I started school. My mom worked in the factory, and we lived in a factory. The name of the factory was Alexander und Rosenthal, Alexander and Rosenthal, and Hugo Alexander and my dad, Julius Rosenthal, were brothers-in-law.
Yeah.
So my dad had married the sister of Hugo Alexander. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, what kind of factory did...
It was dry goods. So I think there was a minimum amount of clothing, but it'd be linens, pillowcases, that kind of stuff. And, of course, the Nazis took that away. And also, it was beginning to be uncomfortable, so that my dad had a chauffeur who put sand in the gas tank of the car, and, you know, it was beginning to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so my dad and mom wanted the anonymity of a larger city, and so in 38, I think it was, we moved from Limburg, much smaller town, to a much bigger town, Cologne, and we lived there for a year. I have very little recollection of what happened during that year. And then in 39, we left Cologne, which was late to be leaving Germany at all. But in 39, we left and we couldn't get into the United States. We had tried.
Yeah.
We had a quota number, but somebody had stolen our quota number. And so we couldn't get into the United States, but we still had to get out. And so my dad had two brothers in southern Africa.
Yeah.
One of them was in southern Rhodesia and the other in the Union of South Africa. And because of that, he was able to get a visa to come into southern Africa. And we went to southern Rhodesia and lived there for over a year, 39 to around 40. And then
that looks like Salisbury, right?
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, of course, I've tried to do as much research as I could.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody knows Salisbury.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have the same name. It's Harare now.
It's Harare, right. And Southern Rhodesia doesn't have the same way. It's the same name in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yes.
But so you had family that allowed you to make
yes,
the transition.
Yes, we probably wouldn't have gotten a visa to come into Africa, just the way we didn't have a visa to come into the United States yet. We were on a waiting list. My dad knew we would not last, so we had to get out. And fortunately, he was able to get into Africa. And so we went to Southern Rhodesia, stayed there for a year and a half, and then went to New York.